Archive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Andy. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the show. Oh, we got Billy. Billy, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Avis. Thank you for taking my call. What I've been listening to and everything, what it is, I'm a diabetic, got high cholesterol, all them problems that goes with it. I'm legally blind from diabetes and everything, and I've got my sugars under control. They're running around 100 with me now, and I've been exercising, losing weight, but I was just wondering if there's some kind of supplement or something else that I can do. About 2 years ago now, my kidneys like to shut down on me from this. I know I need to talk it over with my regular physician and everything, but I'll hang up here in just a minute, and then I'll listen to you on the radio if you can give me some.
Well, let me ask you a question before you do that. There's a couple things I want to ask. So your physician has told you to do what at this point?
Well, right now I'm just taking my insulin, and not insulin, but I'm on the pills, in which he's had to decrease those since I've lost some weight and been exercising and that, and, you know, lay off some of the food that I was eating a lot of fried food and stuff like that, and you know, basically just watch what I'm intake.
Okay, so you changed your diet and you made some improvements there, but now the medicine, they've had a decrease, right? Okay, I think Billy,
breaking up. I'm losing you. I'm on my cell phone.
That's okay, Billy. I want to make sure that I've got this right. What is your main question that you're asking me?
Well, is there some kind of supplement or some kind of vitamins or something I could do to help with this or what?
Well, the food's your foundation first, and especially with type 2 diabetes, regardless, you have to make sure that you're eating right. And so it's one thing to just cut out the fried foods. That's one thing. And that's a great move. I'm glad you're doing that. But it's about being strategic. It's about making sure you're putting the right kind of foods inside your body so your body can go to that next level. And, you know, it's okay that you've made the wrong choices over the last years, you know, several years, and your body has transitioned into a place where you're dealing with diabetes. It's okay, because the great thing about type 2 diabetes is if you make radical changes within your life, you can get those radical results. So let's talk about that for just a moment. Tell me what a day looks like for you, Billy, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so I can get a good gauge of where you are.
Well, I generally get up around 5:30 since my wife's a school teacher and everything, and I eat breakfast and, you know, have a lot. Lunch.
Okay. Billy, one thing I want to ask you is all I need to know is what you eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, not what your whole day looks like.
Oh, what I eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
Breakfast, I generally have some kind of cereal or maybe a scrambled egg or a piece of toast here or there. Kind of like a waffle, you know, whole grain or something other like that.
Sure. And now, what about lunch?
Lunch, I eat a sandwich, and then I eat an apple or something other like that. And some days I just eat apples and bananas and stuff like that.
What about dinner?
And dinner, well, let's see, tonight you fix some kind of hamburger helper and stuff like that. And just, it's just, I don't eat as much as I used to, but I just wondered if there was something that I could do more.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
On the radio.
All right. The key is for you, Billy, and I'm glad you asked that. Here's the deal. Your eating is okay. It's not great. I'm glad you're not eating fried chicken, but it's not great. And with diabetes, you have to be very concerned about what foods, when you put them in your body, how it's affecting your blood sugar. Because right now, the medication that you're taking, the metformin and the glucophage, that is what's managing your blood sugar for you. Now, the downside to it is most people don't get diabetes type 2 because they're living a healthy lifestyle. They're exercising 5 days a week. They're eating perfectly. They're getting good rest. They're stress-free. That's not why people get it. People get it because of poor lifestyle and a little bit of genetics, but mostly lifestyle, and they've proven that. So the good news is, as much as you can kind of lifestyle your way into this, it's very possible for you to lifestyle your way out if you make the right kind of choices. So, for example, for breakfast you're eating cereal, a toast, maybe an egg, and that sort of thing. So cereal, you've got grains that are processed. So you've got processed grains like wheat flour, all, you know, sugar, high fructose corn syrup that they're putting into cereal, which is just horrible for your body, for overall health. Not only is it bad for it to make the potential of making abnormal cells and making poor cells and robbing you of energy, but it's definitely going to fluctuate your blood sugar. And that is only going to increase throwing fuel to the fire for what you have going on with diabetes. So a better option would be get a good lean quality protein like eggs, which you said you eat egg every now and then. That's great. But 2 or 3 organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter are great because they contain healthy fats. They also contain incredible proteins, and that's going to help stabilize blood sugar, but give you good protein as well so your body can make good new healthy cells. And then maybe a bowl of fresh berries for carbohydrates, like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, whatever, can be very beneficial to your health. And so breakfast is that, and then having small snacks in between. So if breakfast, lunch, and dinner is your normal times, then around 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., you could have a small snack, handful of walnuts, almonds, maybe an apple, whatever. But a small little snack like that will help regulate blood sugar, keep them stable, and help you during this health challenge. So, for example, cut out all the grains. That's rule number one. Cut out all the grains. What am I talking about with grains? Flour-based foods. So bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, and the like. They contain a protein in them called gluten. Not only that, they are hard for your digestive tract to break down. So you'll notice a big difference in the way that you feel, in the way that your body functions, especially when you're dealing with diabetes. Now, the other is cut out cow's milk, dairy for a period of time, not forever. And if you can end up getting or finding a source to get raw cow's milk, that's fine. Goat's milk and unsweetened almond milk and coconut milk, those are great choices. So if you're a milk person and you just have to have your milk, those other options are a little bit better. They're going to have some omega-6s and 9s. But primarily, you want to shoot for the omega-3s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all the nuts except peanuts, avocados, and the healthy oils like grapeseed oil and coconut oil. And even real butter actually contains some, and those are two that you cook with, coconut oil and butter. But they're all, those fats are really good for your body. They're very good for stabilizing and regulating blood sugar. And every time you eat a meal, when you eat a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate, it ends up stabilizing your blood sugar. And you can do that on a regular basis. And see, you can empower your own self for your own body to be healthy, rather than just hoping for the best, eating what maybe you grew up eating or you saw on television, and just hoping that you don't have diabetes anymore, or hoping that your dose of medicine doesn't go up. So there's a lot you can do to empower yourself. In my book, Empowering Your Health, which is at the bookstores, you can pick it up at empoweringyourhealth.com, then I think you'll get a lot of great information that will expound on what we just talked about. So if it's confusing to you, it really breaks it down and makes it easy to understand. That's the route that I would go before we ever start discussing supplements and what can be helpful in the case of type 2 diabetes.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Junior Cup from Midas Resources, August 13, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,329. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,377.11, $688.56 for a half ounce, or $344.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,377.11, $688.56, and $344.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Thank you.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. If you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, you should. It's free, costs you nothing, goes out every week. And we want to empower you and encourage you with your health and with your life. It's got great information from other experts as well, collecting information, cutting edge, to empower your health and your life. You can do that. Do you smoke? Don't worry. I'm not going to give you a hard time about it. I should, but I won't. But I'm going to read an article to you because I think some research Nathan found is fairly interesting. But they're saying that there is a reason why some smokers have a harder time quitting than others. And I know people are like jumping up and down and say, see, I told you, see, I told you. Here's the deal. Quitting smoking, they say, is never easy. Okay, so we know that. But some smokers have an even harder time kicking the habit. And there's now some new research suggesting why they may derive more pleasure from nicotine. A new study, which appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, may also help foster the development of more effective quitting strategies for certain smokers. Researchers used PET scans to capture images of the number of receptors in the brains of smokers. And smokers with greater number of certain receptors seem to derive more pleasure from nicotine than others, and as a result, may have a harder time quitting. The brain's opioid system plays a role in smoking rewards, and quitting smoking in some of the variability in our ability to quit smoking or among smokers is attributable to genetic factors, said the study researchers Karen Lerman, she's a PhD and the director of Tobacco Use Research Center at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. The ability to quit smoking is influenced by a number of psychological, social, and environmental factors, but also genetic factors, she says. For some people, genetic variations may make it very difficult to quit than for someone else who smokes the same amount of time as someone else. So the study findings are more applicable to quitting smoking than becoming addicted in the first place. Interesting. And that, you know, people always make the argument that one person will have a harder time quitting smoking than someone else. But it's true. And there are reasons. I mean, some people just have a harder time with addictive behavior, period. But there are actually what they're finding now in this, which is good. There's some receptor issues with opioids in the body that can definitely play a role. So no doubt, but it still comes down to, do you want to get well? That's the question. Are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well, stay well, and live well? That is a question only you can answer, no one else. And if you can make that answer and come up with that somewhere deep within yourself, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it's smoking or diabetes, depression, anxiety, whatever it might be, then you'll find deep within you the ability to come out from where you are, to make better decisions and better choices about your health. And that is powerful, because when you change, everything changes around you. And you can be a change influence for so many people. 888-283-7272. You can shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or if you want me to answer it in private, we will do the best we can to do that. Let's go to Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, darling. How can I help?
I had a question. It's actually for my mother, and I have another question, of course, for myself.
Okay.
But I really like what you just said about change, because I really do need to make some changes in my life.
Well,
and
good.
I hope, you know, yeah. So anyway, she has been battling, but she just went to the doctor for arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really arthritis, it's a muscle, but it still sounds like, you know, there could be some arthritis there. I've been telling her that she really needs to change her diet. Mind you, my mom is 82. She is pretty healthy, but she does have diabetes. She was diagnosed with diabetes maybe, I'd say a couple of years ago. So she's done pretty well. But I tell her, I think that, because she has been a pretty healthy woman, she could probably change her diet, and she would probably see a change, perhaps in the way that her, the way her leg feels, and it's on her right side and it's in her hip. So, what kind of food should she eat, having arthritis?
But now, okay, so you're for sure it's in her hip, and it's not just a muscle.
Well, that's what the doctor's saying. They say it's a muscle, so they put her on some type of medication. I'd rather her not take any type of medication. But if they said it's not you know, but, I mean, it could be because she still struggles in some other parts of her body sometimes, just pain her. So I'm thinking it could be possibly arthritis.
So they've done an x-ray, though, and he didn't confirm it with an x-ray, did he?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we don't know that it's arthritis, but what might be a good way to put things, if she's having a pain in her hip, is she might just have a generalized inflammation or inflammatory process going on in the body. So he basically did some tests, blood work and x-rays and whatnot, and said that it's probably just a pulled muscle. Here, take this.
Right.
Okay.
And all he did was really just took her leg and moved it. She didn't say he did any other type of blood work. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty standard. Those are orthopedic tests he probably did, and they will give you positive findings for arthritis, and those are fairly standard. So that's a good exam that he did.
Okay.
So feel confident with that for sure, and that's
okay.
That's what I think any physician would do in the office visit regarding something that she's dealing with. Now, it's been going on for how long? This much pain.
Sometime. What'd you say now?
The pain that she's having right now at this level.
Oh,
how long has it been?
It's not real bad now. But she has had, over the years, she has had situations or what she calls spells where she can't even get out of bed. She can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes away.
And then it goes away how often? 2 days later? 1 day later? Hours later?
I would say maybe a day later.
Okay. A lot of emotional stress in her life?
In her life?
Mm-hmm.
Not at the time.
Has she had her vitamin D checked recently?
No, she hasn't.
All right, here's the deal. This is just one of those little tests that you can have done. Your physician can do it. Vitamin D is so critical for so many areas, but also for building up strong bone density, it's critical, and for inflammatory conditions. So I would look at her diet, make sure she's looked into an anti-inflammatory diet, and also had some blood work done for vitamin D, making sure she's not deficient. And the secrets to the way she feels might lie.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show. And now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Food for the day are eggs. Eggs are known for so much. I talk about eggs a lot just because they're so healthy. One of the best complete proteins you can put inside the body. They've been noted as being one of the most perfect proteins on earth. And they are very healthy. And the egg yolks actually are what people like to throw away and just do egg whites, which is crazy. You always want to eat foods in the way they were originally designed. And eggs are just phenomenal in the way that they can help nourish the body outside of lowering cholesterol, which there's components in the egg yolk that actually does that. Choline and lecithin both are amazing and help regulate cholesterol. But there's some other great benefits as well. And I want to get into some of that. They're great for the eyes. According to a study, an egg a day may prevent macular degeneration due to the carotenoid content, specifically lutein and xanthan. Both nutrients are more readily available to our bodies from eggs than from any other source. That's amazing. In another study, researchers found that people who eat eggs every day lower the risk of developing cataracts, also because of the lutein and xanthan in the eggs. One egg contains 6 grams of high-quality protein and all 9 essential amino acids. Now, according to a study at Harvard School of Public Health, there's no significant link between egg consumption and heart disease. In fact, according to the study, regular consumption of eggs may help prevent blood clots, stroke, and heart attacks. There you go. They are a good source of choline, which we talk about, that one egg yolk has about 300 micrograms of choline, and it's an important nutrient that helps regulate brain, the nervous system, and the cardiovascular system. They contain the right kind of fat. One egg contains just 5 grams of fat and only 1.5 grams of the saturated fat. So new research is out that, contrary to popular belief, moderate consumption of eggs does not have a negative impact on cholesterol. It's because it lowers cholesterol. In fact, recent studies have shown that regular consumption of 2 eggs per day does not affect a person's lipid profile and may, in fact, improve it. Really? May, in fact, improve it. Okay. It will improve it. It's proven. So eggs are one of the only foods that contain naturally occurring vitamin D, which is interesting. So eggs may prevent breast cancer. In one study, women who consumed at least 6 eggs per week lowered their risk of breast cancer by 44%. That's almost 50%, if you think about it. So one of the biggest scares for women right now with breast cancer, everybody's freaking out, and rightfully so. It's been on the rise more than just about any other cancer we've seen. And they're even developing a potential subspecialty in medicine for just for breast cancer. That's how prevalent it is. I mean, it's unbelievable. So they're saying now that 44%, if you just eat 6 eggs a week, I mean, that's an egg a day. Eat one hard-boiled egg a day, and it can cut your risk of breast cancer by almost 50%. That's amazing. They promote healthy hair and nails because of their high sulfur content and a wide array of vitamins and minerals. Many people find their hair growing faster after adding eggs to their diet, especially if they were previously deficient in foods containing sulfur or the B12. And that is a big deal. I mean, typically, we see women that want healthier hair, all that sort of thing, and they increase eggs and add that into their diet, and they see just amazing results with it. So eggs, one of the top health foods, I think. It's our food for the day. And, again, they're inexpensive. Spend the extra dollar when you go to the grocery store, or the food store, whatever you call it in your part of the country, and get the organic eggs, the omega-3 eggs. They're, you know, obviously come from chickens that are grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free. It's worth the extra dollar for what type of nutrients you're going to get in your body. It just is. It makes a big difference. The quality of our food will determine the quality of our cells, will determine the quality of our bodies. And that is the truth. And the choices we make can drastically improve our health if we're willing to make the right ones. But it's up to you. And you have the greatest power in your hand, and that's the power to choose. So make sure you choose wisely. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can call now or send me an email. Let's go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I had a question. I've not gotten your book, but I've listened to you talk about the anti-inflammatory diet.
Sure.
And I've done some research on the no-gluten diet. I actually bought some no-gluten crackers, and they were okay.
See, they're not bad.
They tasted decent. No, they're not. They're not. They had a nutty little flavor. But I had a question. I have MS, and I had not been having to take any treatment for the last 3 years, which was a huge blessing. But I have become symptomatic again, and so there are two courses of treatment that we're looking toward, and it sounded like the anti-inflammatory diet would be good for either one, but one of the courses of treatment will weaken my immune system relatively significantly. And I didn't know if in that diet there were things that would continue or just the mechanics of the diet would naturally boost my immune system, or if there would be something that I would need to look in addition to that to add.
Well, from just a good foundation perspective, when you're dealing with MS or any other health challenge for that matter, it's important to have your nutrition right. And so, yeah, I mean, would the anti-inflammatory diet help? Yes, because you're cutting down the potential for inflammation from the foods that you're eating every single day. And with MS, you know, obviously you want every advantage that you can, because it's not about reversing the disease. It's about slowing the disease process. Yeah.
Right.
And there's some really good information out just to let you know how foods can be effective with MS. There is a substance, which you probably know all about this by now. There's a substance on the outside of all the nerves called myelin. And it's called a myelin sheath, okay? and that's what begins to be sclerotic, and that's what causes the breakdown of the nerves and the function of the nerves. Well, we know that the galactose milk sugar, which is found in milk products, in more specifically, it's in a higher concentration in goat's milk. So goat's milk yogurt. The galactose milk sugar actually helps rebuild myelin. So think about that for a second. So if you can eat a food that is, that can help build what's actually being broken down, that can actually make the myelin, yet it's being broken down. Now, whether or not it can rebuild at the rate that it's breaking down, that hasn't been studied. But we do know that that milk sugar makes it. And the reason goat's milk is a little bit better than any other source is because it's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And so when you have that combined with rebuilding the potential to rebuild the myelin, that's just amazing all the way around. So that's something to look into as well. Keeping your omega-3 fats up are really good for a good, solid nutritional foundation. And then making sure, I mean, there's a lot of supplements you can look into. One thing for MS is anything you can do to build the immune system, to strengthen it, and also the nervous system. So I would even look into potentially having one of your physicians on your team be an osteopathic physician, which is a DO. And they're really good at, you got to find one that, because they're trained in school to do osteopathic manipulative therapy, and they're trained to do that, and they do a very good job, but some kind of distance themselves from it and don't really practice it that much. You got to find someone that actively does that, and it's an art as well. Chiropractic physicians do the same thing, a very similar technique, and that can be an option too. Now, that's not going to be a cure-all, and it's not going to correct everything. It's not. It's almost like having that is almost, in a sense, going to be like getting a massage every 2 weeks. And what I mean by that is, you know, it can break up adhesions. When you get massaged, you break up adhesions, and it restores energy flow to the body. There's a lot of great things that massage therapy can do. But for working on the nervous system, which massage will do that too, but working on the nervous system directly by working on the structural side of the body, the bones, the muscles, and freeing up nerves to be able to flow and work better, is going to be just an asset to you. Anything you can do to increase the functionality of the nerves within the body, that can be helpful. And then, of course, having a good, strong diet, a good foundation, using the right kind of supplements to help support the body, support the immune system, and keep it from, and to read through it and just understand a lot of the principles that we talk about there and here on the show, that can be a great benefit to you, to empower you to go to the next level with your health. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Got questions about your health? We can empower you with some great information. Antibiotics may be used to link kids' asthma risk. Article came out. And we know that antibiotics, we use them often. They're used in practice, almost overused in some ways. And infants who take antibiotics during the first year of life may be at a slightly increased risk of developing asthma by age 18. The study also suggests a similar risk of asthma for children whose mothers took antibiotics during pregnancy. So that is interesting. The study appears online in Pediatrics. The researchers pulled data from 22 previous studies published between 1950 and July 1st, 2010. Two of the 22 studies looked at antibiotic exposure during pregnancy, while 19 studies evaluated antibiotic exposure during the first year of life. And one study assessed antibiotic exposure during both time periods. Other studies have shown that infants who received antibiotics are at an increased risk for developing asthma by age 7. 9 million children under the age of 18 in the U.S. have asthma, according to the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. That's incredible. And that's a pretty strong percentage, too, of what they're finding. So be careful the choices you make when you're, you know, obviously pregnant, but also for your children once they're born. There's a lot of options that you can do outside of antibiotics.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are open 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. A combination of pills can treat tuberculosis patients who aren't infectious in just 3 months instead of 9, which makes it much more likely that they'll complete their treatment, a new study says. U.S. for Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study was presented Monday at the American Thoracic Society International Conference in Denver. About 82% of the people in the three-month group completed a full treatment and just 69% of the nine-month regimen. And they found that only 7 cases of TB developed in people on the three-month treatment compared with 15 in the standard group. So the CDC says that 11 million Americans have latent TB, which means they're infected, but the bacteria pretty much is just kind of hanging out and not doing anything. So anything you can do to build your immune system, so many natural things you can do, vitamin D being one of them. And we found just through so much research now, and you're going to see it more and more in the news and in research articles, but vitamin D is such a key nutrient. And actually, it is a hormone, actually, not a vitamin. But, of course, they just left it classified like that. But you can get your blood test done with your primary care physician, and they can check vitamin D levels. Most people are deficient. And it's amazing how many people are deficient right now in America. And when you get your vitamin D levels up, you'll be amazed at what happens with your overall health and how it can drastically improve. You always want to have the numbers on your blood test to be between about 70 and 90. So that in that bracket, in that range, that's where optimal health is really found. And so that's what you should always shoot for. So I hope that helps. Great article about TB, but really even more so about what you can do to your immune system to prevent and to, with TB or anything else, to make a strong impact so that you can go to the next level in your health. Let's go to Glenn now. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
I recently heard of a new treatment for hepatitis B. And I don't even know the name of it, but I was told that you take it 3 times a day, 2 tablets each time, and I was wondering if you knew about it and what you thought about it.
Well, you're saying it's a new treatment that's out for Hep C.
Right.
You don't know the name of it?
No, I do not.
Okay. I mean, you have to tell me the name for us to discuss it. I mean, there's been a new drug out recently, but I mean, it's had the FDA approval, but I mean, there's not, when something's brand new like that, you always want to be careful and cautious, you know. But typically, when you have hepatitis C, obviously you want to do everything you can to keep it dormant, and so one of the challenges with Hep C is, when it's active, it can be pretty nasty. I mean, it can play a huge role in just dropping the hammer on your health. But as far as keeping it more at bay, more dormant, as we like to say, that's really the key. So, I mean, as far as working on a new drug, is this something your doctor's recommending to you or something that you're doing your own research on?
Well, I was just recently diagnosed with it, and then they did some more. My liver is functioning normally. The enzymes are good and all that. And the CT scan showed a spot on my liver, which they said is a mangioma. Not to be concerned with, but keep an eye on it. And then just today, I was briefly told about a new treatment. It's 100% effective, and I didn't get the name.
Well, I just would caution you, even though the drug is, you know, obviously supposedly great and it's brand new and it's going to make, you know, people are being very optimistic that it can
you know, literally get to a point of curing it, obviously you're in a point where you don't want to sit around and wait and do nothing. I get that. I would do some research on the drug itself. I have not heard of it. So I would do some research on the drug itself, and I would definitely do your research with other physicians, maybe go talk to yours about it. And, you know, the deal is when a new drug comes out, even though it gets approval, you still want to be careful. You want to see, maybe talk to other people that have been on it, see some maybe local studies, meaning talk to some people that maybe patients of your doctor. He can't give you names, but maybe he can reference some victories that they've seen with the drug. So does that make sense? You don't want to be a guinea pig unless you just really feel strongly about it. Or, it's different. If you were in an acute phase with hep C and you're having just unbelievable symptoms and your health was going down the tubes, then it might be something for you to go for and just, you know, kind of roll the dice with it. But if you're already healthy and you just tested positive and they're saying that you do have it, but it's, your body's, your immune system is dormant with it and it's not active as a virus, then it's probably best to kind of hang tight. So, and when were you diagnosed? When you say recently, like in the past couple of weeks? Were you diagnosed in the last couple of weeks? Are you there with me?
Yes, sir. Just the last couple of weeks.
Okay, were you in the last couple of weeks? And did your doctor offer you treatment at all? Or he said you don't need it?
Well, this is the treatment I was told to stay. And I said, well, if my enzymes are good and my tests are still normal, then, you know, would I have a better chance of finding the natural causes before this would get me?
Okay, I see what's going on. Well, here, the bottom line is this. There are a lot of natural things you can do for hepatitis C, and it is a virus, and it is dealing with the liver. So you want to do things to strengthen the liver. Obviously, get your foundation right, the foods that you're eating every single day. Work on all the antioxidants to build up the immune system. Milk thistle is great for supporting liver health and liver function. And there's a lot of research you can do on things like alpha-lipoic acid and cleansing the body, detoxifying the body. Stay away from arginine. I can tell you that a lot of foods that contain high levels of arginine will stimulate viral activity in the body. So again, you want to be careful to build your body correctly, strengthen the immune system, but also strengthen the liver at the same time. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.